This is the Applied Clinical Trials Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. Let's get into it. On today's episode, we're spotlighting how artificial intelligence is reshaping data oversight, new strategies biotechs are using to accelerate timelines, and a major phase 3 win in bladder cancer. We begin with a look at how AI is redefining clinical trial monitoring and data management. Richard Young, Chief Strategy Officer at ClueHealth, argues that the industry has reached a tipping point. It's time to unify data oversight under a single AI-powered review ecosystem. Advanced analytics and machine learning now make it possible to detect risks, reconcile data, and optimize site monitoring in real time. From adaptive site monitoring to deep learning models for medical coding, these innovations promise to free teams from repetitive data reviews and allow faster, smarter decision-making without compromising quality or compliance. Next, in a new video interview, Ben Edwards, Chief Operating Officer at Avance Clinical, explores how biotech companies are using parallel execution strategies to accelerate development. By running studies in overlapping phases and integrating patient cohorts earlier, biotechs can collect meaningful data sooner and reduce the time between milestones. Edwards emphasizes that success depends on rigorous protocol design, early regulatory engagement, and strong data visualization for oversight. Fully validated systems and independent monitoring are also key to ensuring that speed doesn't come at the cost of quality or compliance. Finally, at the European Society for Medical Oncology Congress, AstraZeneca reported significant results from the Phase 3 POTOMAC trial in high-risk, non-muscle-invasive bladder cancer. Adding 1 year of Imfinzi to standard BCG therapy reduced the risk of recurrence or death by 32% compared to BCG alone. After 2 years, 87% of patients on the Imfinzi regimen remained disease-free versus 82% in the comparator group. Investigators say these data position Imfinzi to become a potential new standard for early-stage disease, extending the company's success in muscle-invasive settings. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more insights shaping the future of clinical operations and drug development. Thanks for listening.